If you would, turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. I want to speak on the subject, making your way to Jesus. Making your way to Jesus. This is one of the greatest stories in the Bible because it tells about Jesus and his miracle working power. This man that we're going to read about, he had a great need. He heard a great message about a great man named Jesus who could do great things, a Jesus who could do anything. Hallelujah. This man was blind. He couldn't get to Jesus, but one day Jesus passed by. And it always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. He had heard about Jesus, but he couldn't get to Jesus. But now Jesus passes by. We're reading from Mark chapter 10, verse 46. One of my greatest stories in all the Bible. I love this story. One of my greatest favorite characters, blind Bartimaeus. He didn't stay that way, though. Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a greater deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. My subject, making your way to Jesus. Sometimes you just got to make your way to where he is. Hallelujah. And Jesus is in the house. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the songs we have sung and how we have been seated together in heavenly places in Christ. Lord, there are all kind of need. There are people by the wayside. There are people, Lord, that feel like life has passed them by, that they have no hope. And I pray, Lord, that this message will be a message that penetrates their heart, that Jesus, you will pass by and touch them as only you can do. And Lord, that you will give them hope and miracles in their life. Let me preach with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let me preach freely. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Give us listening ears. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This story begins with a blind man sitting by the wayside. He's sitting by the wayside, and sitting implies that his life is a life without motion. He's not going anywhere. He has no vision. He has no dream. He has nothing that encourages him to believe for a better tomorrow. Other people, they're passing him by on the main highway of life. But the scripture says he was by the wayside. Yeah. He had reached a point in his life where he was not progressing. He was not moving forward. And somehow his life seemed hopeless. I meet a lot of people like that everywhere I go. They feel like there's no hope. There's no way I can progress. There's no way I can get a change. But I'm looking at people right now where the miracle working power of God has changed their life, and they have a better tomorrow, a better today, a better tomorrow, and their future is getting brighter and brighter simply because they made their way to Jesus when Jesus passed by. Amen. So this man has reached a point in his life where he's not progressing, he's not going forward, and somehow his life seems hopeless. And now Bartimaeus has ended up by the wayside. Other people are on their way to their destiny. Other people, they have marriages, they have jobs, they have businesses. They're going somewhere. They're on their way to blessings and to good things in life. But somehow this man has gotten off track. And now he's sitting by the wayside and he's watching people as they pass by him. He's just sitting there. But Jesus, he notices people who are by the wayside. I love that about Jesus. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus told a parable about a sower who went forth to sow the seed, the word of God. Amen. And the Bible says that some of that seed fell by the wayside. And I'm so glad that when the sower sows his seed, he doesn't just look for perfect, holy people to sow that seed into their life. See, the gospel is not about just righteous people who've got it all together and people who don't have any problems. But I'm glad that the gospel is good news for those that are hurting, those who are broken, those who need a miracle in their life. And I'm glad that when the sower sows the seed, that he always lets some fall by the wayside. Because I was by the wayside, hallelujah, and I needed help. And the word came and it was sown into my life and it brought forth. How many know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. And the reason God lets some of it fall by the wayside is because now and then, all of our lives, they get off of track and we need help. Somebody has been devastated. Somebody has been hurt and they're in the ditch of life. And now the only thing that can get them out of the ditch is the word of God. This is the everlasting word of God. This word will bring you forth out of your dilemma because Jesus is the word. God watches over his word to perform it. And if you will believe God for a miracle, I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even in the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's why I pray and I say, God, let me preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because the word must go forth with great power. The word must split soul and spirit asunder, and the word will bring forth of itself, hallelujah, when you embrace the word. Go on and praise him, because you were by the wayside and Jesus passed by and you made your way to Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got good news for some people tonight. If their life is off track, if you're watching by live stream, if you're watching by Facebook, I've got good news. Hallelujah. Maybe something in your life is just all messed up. Maybe you were going along fine, but now something has happened that has devastated you, and you find yourself sitting by the wayside. And when that happens, God always sends the sower by, and he allows some of that seed to fall your way. But you've got to release your faith, amen. You've got to make your way to Jesus, amen. Paul said, it is the word of faith which we preach. And God chose preaching, hallelujah, the power of the word of God to be preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost so people could experience the miracle working power of Jesus, hallelujah. I've got good news, amen. I'm glad that some of that seed always falls by the wayside. Because all it takes is one word from God, and that will lift you up, amen. And that will get you back on track, and that will restore your life. All it takes is for God to speak one word into your life, for you to get a hold of that word, and that word will put your life back on track. How do you know that? Because that's what it did for me. All it took was one word. Sometimes my body's been sick, and all it takes is one word from God. And when I latch onto that thing and get a hold of it with a bulldog bite, I know I'm on my way out. My wife asked me many times, why? What are you doing? Why are you just by yourself? Why have you gone away? I'm looking for a word. I'm listening for the voice of the master to call to me. Because if I can get one word, I can get a miracle. If I can get one word of God to you, you can get your miracle. Hallelujah. I like what the songwriter said about old blind Bartimaeus. He said, one sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade the darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power was broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and turns your life to gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Invite Jesus to your house. Invite Jesus to come. Invite Jesus to come around where you are. Amen. And Jesus will show up and Jesus will change your world. I'm glad that God always allows some of his word to fall by the wayside, because faith always begins at the point of hearing. I said faith always begins at the point of hearing. Blind Bartimaeus, he did not hear about religion. He didn't hear about some denominational creed. Amen. He didn't hear about a bunch of rich of a religious relic and talk. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, he heard about Jesus. We got one message in this church. It's Jesus. If I can get people to Jesus, hallelujah. If this church and the preachers here and the staff here and the people here can get people to Jesus, Jesus will change their life. He's a miracle working Jesus. Amen. Bartimaeus heard about Jesus. And when he heard about Jesus, he began to cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He knew who Jesus was. He knew what the scriptures had said about Jesus. He knew that Jesus had his miracle right there. He knew that Jesus was passing by. And this might be the last time he ever got to encounter and make his way to Jesus. But he heard about Jesus and he began to cry out. And when he did, the Bible says the people that were there, they said, "Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Be quiet, you old beggar. Jesus, he doesn't have time for you." See, there will always be somebody that tells you that you don't need to do any more than you've ever done, and you don't need to ever be any more than you are right now. If I have an anointing at all, it's to encourage people to believe Jesus. I'm an exhorter. I exhort people to release their faith, to believe God, because God has done such great miracles for me. You can come into some people's presence. You ever met people that they look better leaving than they did coming? I want somebody to say, "Woo, it looks better when he's coming," because he's going to speak a word. He's got a word from God. He's been alone with God. He's going to tell me something about Jesus. He's going to tell me something that will encourage me. People are broken. People are hurting. People need help. And Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. There'll be people that try to keep you, you know, they got this hold your peace spirit, and they'll say, "Just stay right where you are." No, 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 no. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to hold your peace, because if you will do that, the devil knows he can keep you right where you are. There will always be people who will say, "Don't confess your miracle. Don't believe God for too much." I've had people tell me that, and they're still living where they were, and I'm living in victory territory. Hallelujah. They still got their old problems, and I got some new problems, but those old ones been solved in goodness and mercy. They've been on my trail all my Christian life. Woo! Glory to God. Jesus passed by one day, and Jesus touched my heart. My whole world was changed. I came out of darkness into the marvelous light. I've never been the same. One man said he'll be different after 6 months. About 4 years later, he said, "I thought he had changed, but he hadn't changed a bit. He's just getting hotter and hotter for Jesus." We need a passion when it comes to the things of Jesus. The world needs the Jesus we have. The world needs to know him, and we got to take Jesus to him. Hallelujah. People tell you, "Don't talk victory. Hold your peace." You know people like that. See, if the enemy can get you to hold your peace, he can keep you right where you are. He knows that the only way you can get out of the place that you're in is to open your mouth and to begin to say what God says about your situation. You got to say what God says. Sometimes I have to check myself. But I stay in the book and I just keep saying what God says. Hallelujah. Cut my grass the other night. And I told the devil, I said, "I told you 9 years ago I was going to cut that grass. I said, I just cut it again." Pastor Jonathan and I, Pastor Ricky was working. I don't know if he's got this gift or not, but Pastor Jonathan and I would come out here and cut the hedges and trim them up real nice. Amen. And when I finished, I said, "Devil, I told you I was cutting that grass." And guess what? I just cut the hedges. Hallelujah. I'm on the move. I'm moving with Jesus. Glory to God. Just confess who you are in Christ, and great miracles will show up. See, the devil knows if he can get you to hold your peace, he'll keep you right in that little whirl that you're in. He doesn't want you to start talking victory. He doesn't want you to start praising God. He wants you to hold your peace. Some people sit in church when the power of God is moving. They don't say a thing. You can't think of praise. You got to open your mouth and you got to shout of praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Hallelujah. I sound like I'm in the right church now. I believe I can preach a little bit. Amen. Start talking. Start speaking the promises of God. See, the devil does not want you to cry out to Jesus. He does not want you to call upon his name. He doesn't want your life to be changed by you just simply coming to church, getting with people of like precious faith, getting into the book and opening your mouth and praising and worshiping God. See, the enemy knows that if he can get you to hold your peace, he can keep you right where you are, sitting by the wayside, going nowhere, your life motionless, and you're feeling like everybody else is going to their destiny, but I'm going nowhere. But the moment you open your mouth and the moment you start praising God, I'm here to tell you, you are on your way to victory. Amen, church? See, the power of life and death are in the power of the tongue. And there's a miracle in your mouth. But you can't talk about your problems and have the miracles of God. Have you ever noticed that God doesn't talk about the problems? God just talks about the answers. God doesn't talk about the thing. He'll tell them about their sin when Israel had sinned, but it always say, return unto me and I return unto you. Just come back to me. He's a loving God. And if people can ever get that straight about God, they're on their way to victory. And every thou shall not in the word of God is God's way of saying, don't hurt yourself. I want to help you. And God be for us, who can be against us? So faith must be in two places. You've heard me preach this 100 times. You got to have faith in two places to get a miracle from God. Faith must be in your heart. And faith must be in your mouth. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. I don't just want to believe in salvation. I want to get saved. That's what I wanted when I was lost in sin. I wanted to get unto it. When I need healing, I don't want to just believe in healing. I want to get unto it. When I had financial difficulties, I didn't want to just believe in prosperity. I wanted to get unto it. Amen. And I don't want to just believe in miracles. I want to get unto it. And when you do that, the only way you can get unto it is believe in your heart and confess that miracle with your mouth. People are always waiting for God to do something. No, God works when you work. God moves when you move. God moves when you release your faith. That's why I wanted Brother Joey to come and sing that song tonight. I really just wanted him to get his faith out there. Hallelujah. And I told my wife, I said, if I can just get him to sing, hallelujah, I'll get his faith out there. And when his faith gets out there, Jesus gonna show up, because without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking him with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength? If you are, no matter what you're going through, you are a candidate for a miracle. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. I love the faith of this man called Bartimaeus. Because when the crowd told him to hold his peace, the Bible says he cried a little louder. I like that. Hallelujah. And that tells me something, that when the pressure is on, that's the time to get radical. When the pressure's on, that's the time to shout and praise God and dance. Amen. And just do it a little louder. I've stood up here with back problems. I said, I'll just praise my way through the victory. Woo! Hallelujah. And you can do that. Praise is a weapon. Prayer's a weapon. Put praise and prayer together, and you got a double two-edged sword. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Get it all working together. Get your life in divine order. And when Jesus passes by, guess what? He'll just drop some handfuls on purpose and let them come your way so your life can be blessed. He wants you to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God wants his people living in victory lane. He does not want us down, oppressed and depressed and broken and fragmented. He doesn't want our lives torn all to pieces. He wants us to get into this book and he wants us to live the way he says live. And if you do that, if you just do that much, I like to walk through the grocery store sometimes. Most of the time my wife does the shopping, but I pass the bill counter. I pass all those cigarettes. Man, those things about 50 some dollars a carton now. They used to be 19 cents a pack. Amen. And then I before I leave the ABC store sitting over there, and I look over there at those people going over there wasting all their money. I said, my God, I'm not a slave to any of that. Thank God he delivered me and I'm free indeed. And I got money to pay my tithe. I got money to sow into God's kingdom. I got money to give away. And every more, the more I sow, the more I reap, the more I bless others, the more I'm blessed. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. Everything I put my hands to is blessed. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the linen, not the borrow. And that belongs to you. Because if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, all those blessings belong to you. Because Jesus passed by one day and you made your way to Jesus. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. You see, faith calls the things that be not as though they were. Now, doubt and unbelief, they cannot move into this realm that I'm talking about. They cannot move into the realm of faith. They talk about what's going on. They talk about doubt and unbelief. They talk about what they see. They talk about their problems. You ever met people like that? But see, if you're going to get out of it, you got to start talking God talk. If you ever want to get faith moving in your life, you got to act like this man acted. You've got to open your mouth and you got to say what God says about your situation. And you got to talk the language of faith. Faith says it so. I love this. This is my definition of faith. Faith says it so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Faith says it so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Hallelujah. I'll never forget Jensen Franklin. He told this testimony. He said that his face broke out when he was a young man. He was so ashamed that he wouldn't go out in public. Now he'd been blasted all over the world on TV and everything else now. And so he went in his room and hid himself. See, the devil always wants to get you by the wayside. And some people, they go and they sit and they sulk. But he went in there and he took the Word of God, the Bible, and he began to post scriptures all over the wall about the healing power of Jesus. And he said, I read them and I read them and I just kept rehearsing them and saying them. He said, one day I took one of them off the wall, I put it in my mouth and I ate it. I got a scripture for that. Put Jeremiah 15:16 up there. He said, I ate the word of God. This was my fasting scripture. This helped me to fast right here. Look at it, Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found. And I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. He said, God, you call me. And I've got joy. Glory to God. Now, if you go to John 15:16, put that one up there. I hope you remember both of them. Jesus said, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15:16. And I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You got to get to where faith is being preached. You got to get to where Jesus is. Don't sit by the wayside. Get to church. Stay in church. And let God transform your life. Amen. There are three things that happen when Bartimaeus cried out that last time. First of all, Jesus stood still. He stopped and he said, tell him, go tell him to come to me. Oh, I could preach that for a long time, but let me move on. Secondly, they called Bartimaeus and said, be of good cheer, arise. That was the second thing. So Jesus said, tell him to come to me, tell him to be of good cheer, tell him to arise. And I can see old brother Peter. He walks over there And he says, you got it made, Bartimaeus. The master is calling you. He's calling you. Jesus said, bring him to me. Isn't that wonderful? Some of you sitting out there, some of you watching by live stream, some of you watching by Facebook, that somebody took you to church. Somebody took you to Jesus. And Jesus gloriously, wonderfully transformed your life. Hallelujah. See, but you gotta just keep moving in God. He's calling you. Do you hear his voice? Now, I want you to notice Jesus sits back and he waits for you to call. Listen very carefully. Jesus sits back. The first time Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus just kept on moving. But the Bible says he cried a little louder. That was the cry of faith. Jesus heard his faith cry out. Amen. And so Jesus, he sits back and he waits for you to do the calling. And when you call him, then he calls you. I like that. Amen. That's a lesson in those scriptures there. When you call to him, he calls you, and not before, because the call of faith is what Jesus always hears. Amen. It's the cry of destitution many times. It's the cry of desperation that catches Jesus' attention. And that's why I'm talking to people, some of them out there, that they're broken. They've got questions. They're wondering, how can I get on with my life? I'm sitting here motionless. I'm going nowhere. My dreams have not come true. I have been sidetracked, and I wished I could get back into the main life stream. I need somebody to help me. Well, that's what Jesus specializes in. He specializes in miracles. Amen. See, when you call him, he calls you back. Amen. It's the cry of destitution and desperation. Jesus is always moved with compassion. And when we're destitute and when we cry out to him in faith, he answers us. See, we sit in church many times and there are all kind of need in the church, but nobody's crying out to Jesus. I preach my heart out sometimes and I say, surely they'll come today. Surely they'll come and kneel at the cross. Surely they'll come and ask God for a miracle. I tell you, ask anybody in here. One man asked me the other day, my wife was with me. He said, I want you to pray for so and so. And he started to walk away. I said, wait a minute. I grabbed him by the arm. He was a preacher. I said, let's pray right now. I'll pray a prayer of agreement with you. That's the way you pray. That's the way you move in faith. People got religion and they say, remember me in prayer. They're not going to remember you. They got 1,000 other things to do. That's just something religious people say. Don't let a religious spirit get on you. Let Jesus get in you. Hallelujah. And then release that faith and you'll see miracle working power. I love this right here. God hears the cry of the destitute. Look at Psalms 107 verse 17. I love this. Look at it. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He regards the cry of your prayer when you're broken. All God wants you to do is to come to him and say, I have a need. I need a miracle. And I know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And the Bible says Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So God wants us to get our miracle. But here's this man. He's sitting by the wayside. Bartimaeus, he hears of Jesus and his faith is activated. He opens his mouth and the lad of the opposition, hallelujah, the ladder, he cries out to Jesus. I go in some churches, some of our churches, they're so dead, God help us. I feel such an oppressive spirit. I just want to cry out, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I do it sometimes, and they think I'm crazy. They do. They say, wonder what that nut's going to do next. I'm going to say, glory, Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the Most High. He's possessed of heaven and earth. He's a deliverer from every enemy. And you don't have any idea what he did for me, but I do. And I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise him. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of Pentecostal power. I'm not ashamed of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to turn him loose and watch him work. Go and praise God, because you're full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Woo! Hallelujah. Now this man, he's blind. He can't see. But he doesn't need to be able to see to get his miracle. He doesn't need sight. All he needs to get to Jesus is faith. If you can only believe, you shall see the glory of God. And I'm preaching faith, amen. See, that comes a point when you got to walk by faith and not by sight. That comes a point when you have heard the voice calling you and you've got to get up and make your way to Jesus. Amen. Yeah. I want you to see this man in your mindset. He's blind, but he's making his way to Jesus. And he cries out, Jesus! And Jesus cries back, Bartimaeus! And he cries out again, Jesus! And Jesus cries back, Bartimaeus! He can't see a thing, but he's acting like he's healed before he ever received his sight. He is making his way to Jesus. He's walking by faith. He's believing God. He's going after his miracle before he ever sees the miracle manifestation of what Jesus had purposed for his life. He's already thrown off his beggar's garment. He did that when he rose up. Some people, you just need to throw off your beggar's garment and start acting like a king's kid. Just say, I might not have got all the stuff yet, but I believe God. I believe God is a good God, and I believe God will do what God said he'll do. If I pay my tithes, if I give offerings, I'll be faithful to the house of God. If I'll be a good money manager, if I'll take care of and be a good steward of what God has put in my hand, I just believe God will bless me going in and God will bless me coming out. God will make me a blessing. God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, get out of that stuff. I'm talking to some people now. You need to get out of that sinful relationship. He said, Abraham, get out. He said, if you get out, Abraham, I'll show you some stuff. That's why you need good Holy Ghost preaching. I'll show you. He said, Abraham, after I show you, then I'll make you. He said, after I make you, Abraham, then I bless you. He said, after I bless you, Abraham, I'll make you a blessing. We are the seed of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ. Go on, praise God. All the blessings belong to you. Woo! Glory to God. I like this man. He cast off his beggar's garment. Sometimes we think Jesus ought to take things off of us. Sometimes you just got to cast it off. Sometimes you got to cast off that old attitude. Sometimes you got to cast off that mindset that I'm just here and I'm always going to be here. No, you don't have to stay by the wayside. I could have stayed by the wayside for the rest of my life, but I said I'll make my way to Jesus. Drove 60 miles because God told me exactly where to go. Some of you need to get make your way here, hallelujah, because God's been speaking to you through live stream. Now God's speaking through you to you through Facebook. We got a place for you, hallelujah, and we pack it out. When we do, we just go to two service and keep on building for the glory of God. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Cast off his beggar's garment. I like that. That was faith. Amen. And see that beggar's garment laying over there, that means that I'm not going to be like this anymore. He just threw it off and he's letting everybody know. I might be wearing that beggar's garment. It was a red robe with white stripes. And what that garment said was, that man right there is a beggar. He has a right to beg. His parents were never anything, and he's just a beggar. Don't expect any more out of that man than what you see right there. He's a beggar, and he has a license to beg. But the Bible says he threw off his garment. He threw off that beggar's garment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, he was saying, God, I know you're going to do this because I don't have plan B anymore. Lord, I just left plan B back there. Some of you got businesses and sometimes you plan it all out. But I tell you, when it doesn't make sense on paper, God can step in and you don't need that plan B. All you need is God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'll never forget Brother Doug, one of our members. He was here and he wasn't in the service that night, but Simon Shibinga, Apostle Simon Shibinga from Africa was preaching and he was trying to buy a business at the time. I'm talking about millions of dollars too. And he wasn't here, but his wife was. And I heard it when the man spoke it. He said, "There's somebody you trying to get a loan to take care of that business." Said, "And you've been to several banks." Said, "But you don't have to worry about that. One bank is going to give you all the money." I ran that CD. I ran it over and gave it to Brother Doug. I said, "Play this thing and listen to it." He heard the voice. He heard the word of God. And guess what? One bank told him, said, "We want all your business and we're going to give you the whole loan." Oh, praise God. That's the miracle working power of God. You say that could never happen to me. Well, if you talk like that, it can't. But if you start talking faith, it can. If I'd have listened to people, I'd have never managed to a hill of beans. But I said, praise God, there's something inside of me. Boy, when I got saved, I said, I know there's something inside of me now. His name is Jesus. Omnipotence is inside of me. You got to leave plan B back. I remember a spider that bit my daughter. And when the spider bit our daughter, then I prayed. And I went back down to my chair where I was reading my Bible. And I was reading and Teresa cried, "Jerry, come up here quick." And her jaw had swollen up on the other side. And I went in to put her in the bedroom. I started dancing, shouting, and praising God. Teresa said, "Jerry, you know what you're doing?" I said, "I know exactly what I'm doing. I got faith for this thing. Sometimes I tell her, I don't know what I'm going to do the next time, but I got faith for this." And I prayed, "Come out of her, you devil, in Jesus' name." That jaw went down right before our very eyes. Amen. And God healed that child. I didn't have a plan B. I told her, I said, "I don't have any backup tonight. I said, my backup is Jesus Christ. And God will do it. I got faith for it." And see, when you cry out to God like that, God will do it. Sometimes you just got to release that in a man. We might be struggling with a problem in your marriage. You might be struggling with problems in your family. You might be struggling with problems in finances or needing a job or a house, a place to stay, a home. Praise God. Just do what God says. Release your faith and believe God for your miracle, and your miracle will show up. Hallelujah. Throw plan B away. Amen. Hallelujah. So many times we try to deal with our problems before we get to Jesus. But what we need to do is to get to Jesus and then let Jesus deal with our problems. Jesus asked Bartimaeus, he said, "What would you have me do?" Well, everybody knew that he was blind. Jesus knew that he was blind. But what Jesus was doing when he said, "What do you want me to do?" He wanted Bartimaeus to admit, "I have a problem." And so many people, they get self-righteous and they try to figure it all out themselves. And all they need to do is to make their way to Jesus and be real transparent with Jesus and say, "I have a problem. I talked to someone that they've been bound by nicotine." I said, "Are you over that yet?" See, I want them to get free, and they haven't made it yet. I said, "Just talk to Jesus. Just talk to Jesus and say, 'Jesus, I have a problem. And Jesus, I want you to take the taste of this thing from me. I can't do it in my strength, Jesus.'" And I gave him a scripture. I said, "Say this, 'I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.'" Say it with me. "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, "What would you have me do?" Jesus knew he was blind. He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." I want to close with a song. I'm not going to sing it. But the Lord gave me this many years ago when I was in one of the toughest situations of my life. I was a new Christian. I didn't know what I know about the Bible back then.
But I knew Jesus. I wanted to know him more. But this that God spoke into my heart, it has built faith in my heart so many times. And I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say it to you. But it's a song. And I believe it'll help you. Who's this man called Jesus? What manner of man is he? He's the one who can calm your troubled sea. He caused blind eyes to open. He turned the water into wine. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the way for mankind. He's a strong, a mighty tower. He's our refuge in life. He's the lily of every valley. He's both the buyer and the price. He's the captain of salvation. He's the risen Christ. He's Jesus, Jesus, the giver of life. He's hope for tomorrow. He's the answer for today. He's precious. He's love. He's the truth, and he's the way. And he will do for you what no other can. He's the great I am, the Savior of men. I want to encourage you that wherever you are in life, whatever you're going through, whatever you need, make your way to Jesus. Yes. As the musicians are coming, I want the people here to come and make your way to the altar. I've given you plenty of time to pray, plenty of time to talk to Jesus. Tell your problems to Jesus. Tell him what you're going through. Cry out if it requires the cry of desperation. Jesus, I've been by the wayside. Life has dealt me some things, God, that has stripped some of the good things away from my life. Lord, I believe that you will restore the years. I believe you will restore the things that I have lost. I believe that if I'll come to you, God, that you'll make a way when there seems like there is no way. Give me a little F chord. Will one day the sun refuse to shine in this dreary life of mine? I pray both night and day that Jesus would make a way. Then Jesus heard my humble prayer. He answered me right then and there. One day he made a way for me. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus, he's the way maker, Jesus. He's the way maker, Jesus. He's the way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Well, one day my life will surely end. Yes. I'll say farewell to men. Tell Jesus your ups and downs. I won't be for long around. He'll say, my child, well done. Your race on earth is done. One day he made a way for me. Sing it, church. I said, Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. One day he made a way for me. When my life was dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Play it on that Hammond, brother. Woo! Play it. Woo! Glory! Talk to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm tired of being by the wayside. I want to get back in the mainstream of life. I've lost some things, Lord, but I believe you're the answer. I believe you'll help me. I believe you'll restore to me. Look at the miracles we've already seen in the house. Glory unto Jesus. Make your way to Jesus. Woo! Well, Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. Jesus, he's the way maker. One day he made a way for me. When my life was dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Well, one day the sun refused to shine in this
weary life of mine. I pray both night and day that Jesus would make a way. Then Jesus heard my humble prayer. He answered me right then and there. One day he made a way for me. Come here, Brother Ewan. Woo! I said, Jesus is the way maker. Jesus' heart went back in rhythm today. Woo! Jesus, he's the way maker. One day he made a way for me. When my life was dark and dreary, Jesus came and he answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Play it, brothers. Woo!